Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes. We are holding on Daf Ayin Chesam and Vezet Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchus Rufu Shalema for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufu Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We're going to pick up at the Mishnah on Ayin Chesam and Vez, where the Mishnah is going to discuss cases where a person killed in a way that's different than the way that he intended to kill. So when is he going to be potter because that wasn't his kavana, and when do we say he's chayiv even though his kavana was not exactly carried out the way he had intended it? Then the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to explain the level of kavana to kill that particular individual that Rabbi Shimon requires in order to be chayiv misa. Meaning, to what extent do you have to have kavana to kill dafka the person that you wanted, that you intended to kill, in order to be chayiv misa? Then we're going to have three shitos on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis, three shitos in Tanaim, what one is chayiv if he tries to kill one person and kills another. Meaning the Torah talks about such a case. A person is fighting with his friend and he accidentally strikes a pregnant woman. So the Torah talks about he makes the woman, if the woman loses her baby, so he has to pay for that. What if the woman dies? What if he actually kills the woman who he never intended to strike in the first place? So we're going to have three shitos in Tanaim. Is he chayiv misa? Is he chayiv mamon? Or is he chayiv nothing? Then we're going to have the Mishnah on Amud Beis, where the Mishnah is going to discuss what to do if chayave misa are mixed up either with other people or they're mixed up with each other. And then that's going to lead the Mishnah to a discussion of which misa is more chamor than the other. Because when chayave misas are mixed up with each other, you give them all the misa kala. Oh, well, which is the misa kala? So the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas about that as well. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have three different explanations of the first case of the Mishnah that describes a rotseach who's mixed in with acherim. Who are these acherim that the rotseach is mixed in with? And who is the rotseach that we are speaking of? So let's begin. Mishnah Ayin Chesam Beis, bottom of the page. Niskavin Arges Behema Vaharages Adam. If a person intended to kill a behema, but he accidentally killed an Adam. Obviously, one is not Chayiv Misa. When one kills a behema, one is Chayiv Misa if one kills an Adam. Or La Ovid Kochavim Vaharages Yisrael. He intended to kill an Ovid Kochavim for whom he would not be chayiv misa, but he accidentally killed the Yisrael. L'nefelim, he intended to kill a fetus, v'haragas ben kayama. He was trying to perform an abortion, and he accidentally killed the mother. He killed a person that he would have been chayiv misa for. In all these cases, he is pater. Rashi explains that the reason that he's pater is because hasra'a safek is not a proper hasra'a. When they warned him, shema yaro gadam Yisrael. Don't do that. You never know. You might miss. You're shooting for that animal, but you might miss and you might hit the Adam. You might hit the person. Yeah, might. That's not a good enough hasra. Hasra has to be that if you do the action that you're going to do, you're going to be chayiv misa. But if his kavanah was to kill a behemoth, his kavanah was to kill an ovid chavim, his kavanah was to kill an eifel, so if it actually plays out the way he wants it to play out, he's not going to be chayiv misa. That, Rashi says, is called a hasra asafik, which is not the typical hasra asafik. Typical hasra asafik is that even if it happens exactly like you intended to happen, we still don't know if you in fact are going to be chayiv, because there's something there's some other factor that might exempt you. But that's one type of hasra asafik. That's the way Rashi understands. The Yad Rama asks that it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. Lashon the Mishnah sounds like he's potter because he didn't have kavana for a bar chiyuva, not because of the hasra. It sounds like it's a din in his kavana, not a din in the hasra'a that was given to him. And furthermore, the Gemara Makos Daf Tazayin has a machlokas whether hasra'a safek is shma hasra'a or lo shma hasra'a. So our whole Mishnah assumes, like only one side assumes, that hasra'a safek is lo shma hasra'a. No, so says the Yad Ramah that the Patur is because he's doing it b'shogeg. He doesn't have kavana for ben chiyuv, and he thought that he was not going to kill a ben chiyuv, so we view the murder of the individual as a shogeg. And that's what the Meiri understands as well, that we view it purely as a shogeg, and that's why he's potter. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Niskavin lakosa al masnav, v'lo hayoba kedei lamiso al masnav. Let's say he intended to hit him on a certain part of his body, that if he would have hit in that spot, it should not have killed him, it would not have killed him, but v'holchala alibo, but it ended up that he missed, and he hit a more sensitive part of the body, he hit him on his heart, v'hayoba kedei lamiso alibo. The strike was hard enough that it could kill a person when you strike him on his heart, umes, and the fellow dies, potter. In that case, he's going to be potter as well. Niskavin lakosa alibo, if he intended to hit him on his heart, v'haya ba kidei lahamis alibo, and he hit him hard enough that it should kill him if you hit him on his heart in that way, but v'holchala almasnav, but he missed, and he hit a different part of his body, v'lo haya ba kidei lahamis almasnav, but it wasn't enough, it wasn't a hard enough hit to normally kill a person when you hit him almasnav, when you hit him in his stomach or in his back or something that were in his legs, were somewhere on his body that is not as sensitive. Umes, but the fellow dies anyway. Inexplicably, the fellow dies anyway. You didn't hit him hard enough to kill him in the place that you actually hit him, even though you were intending to kill him. Potter. Then you're going to be potter. Niskavin lahakos es agadol v'lo hayabak kedei lahamis agadol. If you intended to hit a gadol and would not have, the strike was not hard enough to kill a gadol, v'holchala lakatan, but you missed the gadol and you hit a katan, v'hayabak kedei lahamis es akatan, and it was hard enough to actually kill a katan, umes, and the katan taka dies, Potter, also going to be potter. Niskavin lahakos es akatan. Let's say you intended to hit a katan, v'haya bakedei lahamis es akatan, and it was a hard enough strike to kill a katan. So you're hitting someone who you know that you can kill with the strike that you're hitting him with, but then v'halchala ala gadol. But you missed the katan, and instead you hit a gadol, v'lo haya bakedei lahamis es akadol. But you weren't hitting hard enough to have killed a normal gadol, but somehow anyway, umes, the gadol dies anyway, potter. In those cases, you are going to be potter. So far, all of the cases, because of lack of kavana, or Rashi in the first part at least, because of asra safik, but in these cases, because of lack of kavana, in all of these cases, you're going to be potter. But comes along the Mishnah, aval, niskavin lahakos al masnav. But if you intended to hit someone on a less sensitive part of his body, but it was a strong enough strike that it would kill him there anyway, and then and then you accidentally hit him on a more sensitive part of his body, umes, and he dies, chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, because you tried to strike a death blow, and you in fact did strike a death blow. What, it didn't hit the exact inch of his body that you were trying to hit? What difference does that make? You could be aiming the gun at his head, and you hit his heart, and you kill him, then for sure you're going to be chayiv. Niskavin, niskavin lahakos es agadol, v'haya bakedei lahamis es agadol. If you tried to kill a gadol and you were striking with a strike that was strong enough to kill a gadol, v'halchala la katan, and you missed the gadol and you hit a katan, umes, and the katan dies, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for that as well. And then the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu not niskavin argazeh, potter, that even when you have kavana for one person and you hit the other person, you're going to be potter. Even though you end up killing the guy, you're going to be potter. So in Baba Kama, in Daf Pei Vav, well, we're going to see what Rabbi Shimon's shita is going on. That's going to be the first matter of business that the Gemara is going to deal with, is which case Rabbi Shimon is actually arguing on when he says niskavin argazeh, argazeh potter. But before we even get to that, there is a sugyum where that discusses the chiyuv of boshes, that by boshes also there's an element of kavana. When you embarrass someone, the obligation to pay for that humiliation is also only when there was kavana levayesh. So the Gemara over there says that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you're niskavin levayesh ezeh, ubiyesh ezeh, potter, that if you intended to be mevayish one person, you're mevayish another person, you're potter. And the Rabbanan would say, niskavi levayish ezeh, uviyish ezeh, Chayiv sounds like a very similar machlokas, that only if you didn't have any kavana for boshas at all, you would be potter. But if you have kavana to be mivayish one guy and you mivayish the other guy, the rabbanon would say you're chayiv. So Rashi over there says that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you're neskaven laragazev, aragazev potter, because we derive it from va'arav lo, that you have to have kavana dafka for this guy. So by boshas also says Rashi, it says v'chzika b'mavushav. We learn that it has to be that you have kavana dafka for him. Meaning that just like there's a pasuk by Ritzicha that Rabbi Shimon darshans that you have to have kavana, so too there's a pasuk by Boshas that Rabbi Shimon could equally darshan that you have to have kavana. So what you see from Rashi is that the Gemara is not trying to link the two automatically and saying that there's a logical link that whatever halacha we apply to Ritzicha, we're going to necessarily apply to Boshas. Rather, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that just like Rabbi Shimon darshans va'arav lo, they have to have kavana for that guy by Ritzicha, so too B'mavushav teaches us that you have to have kavanah for that guy by Boshes. And that Tosos just builds off that. He says what emerges from that analysis is that you cannot learn from Dinei Nefashos to Boshes, meaning there's no automatic limud from Dinei Nefashos to Boshes. You need a pasuk to teach the din by each one, and that based on that Tosos answers a kasha that they otherwise would have been bothered with. The Gemara over there says that according to the Rabbanan, you're chayiv even when you have kavana to be mevayish hazeh and you're mevayish hazeh. So the Gemara says that even if you're meskayvin levayish eved and you're mevayish ben chorin, even if you had kavana to be mevayish an eved and you're mevayish a person who is a free man, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're potter on boshes of avadim, would still say that according to the Rabbanan, I had kavana to be mevayish someone for whom I'm potter for being mevayish, and I accidentally was mevayish someone for whom I'm chayiv to be mevayish, the Chum would say you're chayiv. But wait a second, if the dinim of boshes are perfectly aligned with the dinim of Ritzicha, that part doesn't align. Because in our Mishnah, if I have the Chamar Modet Rabbi Shimon, if I want to kill someone who I'm not chayiv to kill, that was the very first part of the Mishnah. I intend to kill a behema. I intend to kill a nefel. I intend to kill an akum. In any of those cases, even if I end up killing a bar chiyuva, I'm going to be potter. So l'chora, if it really had to match the dinim of Misa and the dinim of Boshes, when I'm neskavin levayish ha'eved and I'm levayish ben chorin, I should be potter, not chayiv. Says Tosos, they don't have to match. The dinim don't have to match. The reason they happen to match when it comes to kavana for this one and it happens to that one is because there's a pasuk for each one. But there is no but by Boshes, there's by Ritzicha, there's a pasuk to pater if you have kavana for someone who you're pater from and you accidentally get a bar chiyuva. By Boshes, there's no such pasuk to pater, and that's why by Boshes you'd be chayiv in that situation. So it's that analysis of Rashi that Tosos builds on to be able to answer that question. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Aheya, when Rabbi Shimon says you have kavana for this guy and to kill this guy and you kill that guy, you're potter, which case of the Mishnah is he going on? Ilema Aseifa, if he's just going on the very last few cases that we were just talking about, you try to kill the guy by hitting him al masnav, and you hit him hard enough to kill him al masnav, and you accidentally hit him al libo and you killed him. So the Tanakhama said Yechayiv, and if Rabbi Shimon just meant to say, oh, in that case you're putter, well, Ilema Aseifa, Rabbi Shimon poter mi bayilei, then all it should have said is Rabbi Shimon poter. It shouldn't have said that a whole description of the case. Niskaven laragazeh, v'haragazeh, just say, the very case we were talking about, Rabbi Shimon poter. Ella Aresha. No, must be going on the earlier case of the Mishnah. This are the very first cases of the Mishnah. Niskaven laragasa behema v'haragasa adam, where we discussed if a person intends to kill an animal and he kills a human. Lo'ovid chavim v'haragas Yisrael, he intends to kill a goy and he kills a Jew. L'nefalim v'haragas ben kayama, he intends to kill fetuses and he kills a ben kayama, he kills a regular person. So potter, that's where the Mishnah had said you're potter. So we're medayek from there. Haniskavin laragazev, aragazev, chayiv. that by implication is, yeah, the only reason you're patur in those cases is because your kavana was to kill someone that you're not chayiv for killing. That's why you're going to be patur. But if you had kavana to kill a regular Jewish human Jewish bar kayama, right, and you killed a different human Jewish bar kayama, so it sounds like you would be chayiv. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and he says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, I feel in the sky of Vargazeh, Potter, that even if you intend to kill Reuven and you miss and you kill Shimon, you are Potter in that case. So says Gemara, Pshita, what's obvious according to Rabbi Shimon is, Koi Reuven v'Shimon, va'amar anal Reuven kamechavna, l'Shimon lo kamechavna, hainu pluktayu. Meaning it's clear that the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is in the following case. Reuven and Shimon are both standing right there. You say that I'm not intending to kill Reuven, I'm intending to kill Shimon. I'm intending to kill Reuven, I'm not intending to kill Shimon. And then you end up killing Shimon. So the Chachamim would say, Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon says Pater. That's exactly our machlokas. That's the classic case of our machlokas. Omar l'chad minai humai. What level of kavana though does Rabbi Shimon really require in order to be mechayev the person misa? Let's say he's not. This is an unfortunate dafyomi coincidence. A person shoots into a crowd. I definitely intending to kill. I don't care which people I'm killing. The person intends to kill without having any specific intention for which one. So Reuven and Shimon are both standing there. I'm not leaving here till I kill someone. I don't care who it is. Don't care if it's Reuven or it's Shimon. Is the guy going to be chayev misa? Inami or kasava Reuven v'nimtza Shimon. He definitely intended to kill Reuven, and he saw a guy that from behind looked exactly like Reuven, and he took a shot. And it turned out that when he came closer, it wasn't Reuven, it was Shimon. So what would Rabbi Shimon hold in such a case? Is he going to be chayev in such a case? So what's the din in such a case? So says Gemara Tashema. We'll answer both of these shailas, both of these questions. Zitanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheyomar leploni ani miskavin. The Rabbi Shimon holds that you need such a level of kavana in order to be chayiv, you have to say, leploni ani miskavin, that I'm having kavana to kill this person, and anything short of that person, one is not going to be chayiv misa. So in both cases, where the person doesn't care who he kills, and the case where he intended to kill Reuven and he thought that the person he was killing was Reuven, he hit the person he was aiming for, but he just misidentified him, and it was Shimon. In both of those cases, Rabbi Shimon would say, you're pater. The Rambam, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Rotzeach, writes that if you miskaven l'haragazeh, v'haragazeh, you're pater from Misas Beisdin. And he says, l'fichach, hazorik evan l'toch edom Yisrael, v'harag echemem, pater mi misas beisdin. If he throws a rock into a crowd of Jews and he kills one of them, he's pater from misas beisdin, even though he knew he was going to kill someone, but he didn't know which one he was going to kill. He's pater from misas beisdin. The Ravid notes that this seems to be that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Shimon, and that is strange because we have a machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. You would imagine we pasken like the chachamim, not like Rabbi Shimon. The Ran also understands that the Rambam must be paskening like Rabbi Shimon, and the Ran says, I don't understand. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Shimon derives his halacha from the din we're about to see, the Gemara of Va'aravlo, and the Rabbanan learned from Va'aravlo that we don't follow Rov in a case of Kavua. That kol kavua is kemechzal mechzadami, we don't follow rov when everyone is stationed in place. So it would turn out that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no source in the Torah for the rule of kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. That would mean that this machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon is not only in these details of what your kavana is in a murder case. The machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon has broad ramifications. The Rabbanan would hold that kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami is din d'oraisa. Rabbi Shimon holds din d'rabbanan. Says the Ran, what do we hold? Do we paskin kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami is din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? He says, for sure we paskin it's a din d'oraisa, which means we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So how could the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Shimon? So the Ravid, the Ran, they're all bothered. How could the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Shimon? The Magen Mishnah also understands that the Rambam must be paskining like Rabbi Shimon. Why else would he say, you throw an Evan into a crowd of Jews and you kill one of them, that you're going to be Potter Mimisas Bezin? So Kesav Mishnah initially thinks that the Rambam's paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and he tries to suggest which sugyas he might get such an impression that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but he asks that when the Rambam says you throw into an Edom Yisrael and you kill one of them, you're pater. The Gemara says even if you throw to a place where two people are standing with the intention of killing one of them, and even if you thought it was Reuven and you misidentified the guy that you killed and it turned out to be Shimon, you're pater. If the Rambam really passed on the Rebbe Shimon, why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say the greater Chiddush? Both of these cases in our Gemara are a greater Chiddush than the case the Rambam gives. Rambam talks about you just throw a stone into a crowd of people. Forget about throwing a stone into a crowd of people. You took a shot to kill at a person and you killed that person. You simply misidentified who that person is. Rabbi Shimon holds your putter even in that case. Why didn't the Rambam say that? If he really paskins like Rabbi Shimon, why doesn't he say that? So says the Kesav Mishnah, the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. He paskins like the Rabbanan. It's just that he holds that even the Rabbanan would say that your putter when you're nescribing l'aragazeh v'aragazeh because there is no hasra'ah. So that's a huge chiddush in terms of the shita of the Chachamim. But the Achronim attack the Kesav Mishnah for this, and they try to, but of course, if you're going to attack the Kesav Mishnah, you're going to have to come up with an answer to his question, that the Rambam is burying the lead over here. He's giving a case that's not the greatest Chiddush. So that's a major discussion. This Rambam is, you can go on to discuss for hours and hours what exactly the Kavanah of this Rambam was. So let's see weiter in the Gemara, though. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get this idea that you need such a highly specific Kavanah in order to be Chayiv Misa? You're only going to be Chayiv Misa if I intended to kill this guy, I knew his identity, and I fulfilled my intention. Amar Kra va'arav lo v'kama lav. The pasuk says va'arav lo v'kama lav. Sounds like it's very specific, geared toward this person. Ad she'iskavin lo. You have to have kavana dafka for him. V'rabbanan amri d'bei Rav Yanai prat l'zorik evan lego. And the Rabbanan d'bei Rav Yanai would say that va'arav lo v'kama lav teaches us that if you throw a rock into a crowded place, you just start shooting into a crowd of people, that's the case that we're teaching that you're not going to be chayiv. Well, hey Chidami, what's the case exactly of this crowd of people that the person is shooting into where he's not going to be chayiv misa? Ile madi'ika tisha kutim ve'echad Yisrael b'nehen. If we're talking about a case where there were nine kutim and one Yisrael, where the large majority of the crowd was non-Yisraelim, typically deruba kutim ninhu. So then, of course, you're going to be pater because the majority were kutim. So the way Rashi understands it, at least, the assumption is your kavana was to kill a kuti, not to kill the Yisrael. Inami palgu palga, and even if it's 50-50, safik nefashos lahakel, we can't be mechayev the guy misa because safik nefashos lahakel, because and we're not sure what his kavana was because it was 50-50, so we're going to be mekel, we're not going to kill him. Lo tzricha diika tishri Yisrael v'kuti yachad b'nehen. Now the chiddush is, even if it's 90% Yisraelim and only 10% kutim, davle kuti kavua, but the kuti is kavua, he's standing in place. V'kol kavua. And anytime something is kavua in its place, we treat it like a 50-50. We ignore the statistics. We ignore the actual statistics, and we treat it like a 50-50. What's the logic for that? And then when something is in its spot, in its location, that we treat it like a 50-50, there is no logic. That is a gzeres hakasam. That is something that we derive from sukkim. There is no there's no logic to explain why it is that if I find a piece of meat on the street in front of the stores on Central Avenue, and 90% of the stores on Central Avenue are kosher, that I could follow the rove, whereas I bought it from a store, and I don't remember which store I bought it from, so I got it from a place that was kavua, all of a sudden there's no rov. All of a sudden it's a 50-50. There's no good logical way to explain that. So it says in our Bishlam, the Rabbanan, the Army Niskav and Hargezeh, Vahargezeh Chayiv. So according to the Rabbanan, let's say that if you have Kavana to be Hargezeh, and actually before we get to that, let's just make a point over here. The way Rashi understood this Gemara is that, meaning, what did the Gemara say? If you threw into a crowd that it's majority Yisrael, so then of course you're going to be Chayiv. You threw into a crowd that's majority Kuti, you should be, you should, by all rights, be Pater. But if it's a majority Israel and Kuti Echad Beinehem, if it's Kavua, you're still going to be Pater. You're still going to be Pater even though it was majority Israel because of Kavua. So the way Rashi understood this Gemara is that the whole issue is who your Kavana was for. If it was Kavana for Israel, you're going to be Chayiv. If it was Kavana for Kuti, you're going to be Pater. So Rashi understood that the Rove over here is being Mechadesh, the Rove over here is teaching us what your kavana was. It's educating us as to what the person's intention was. The pasuk is mechadesh that he's pater. So if Rove Goyim, the Rove is machriya that he had kavana for a guy, and it's pashut that he's pater. You don't need a pasuk to pater him. If it's mechza Yisrael, mechza akum, also pashut that he's pater, safik nefashul zalakel. So the Gemara is telling us, even if it's Rove Yisrael, he's pater, because the pasuk teaches us, va'arav lov kam lov teaches us, that kol kavua is kemechzal mechzadami. That's the chiddush of kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, gzeres hakasuv. However, the Rama asks, this idea that we follow the Rove, Is that so pashut that you can apply that to kavanas hagavra? That if the majority of the people are one type, that means that his kavana is to kill that type of person? That's not normally what we use rov for. Rov is very rarely used to be machriya a person's kavana. Rov is normally used to if you know that something happened, you just don't know. I have this piece of meat. I just don't know how to identify it. I don't know how to identify, is it kosher or is it not kosher? Good, so use rov to identify the nature of this piece of meat. Yeah, that's where we normally use rov, to identify the item. But if I know exactly what he killed, it's just a question of what he had in his brain. Rov is going to be able to determine that. So the Yad Rama finds that very difficult to accept, that that's what we're assuming over here. So instead, the Yad Rama explains entirely differently, that his kavin l'harug Yisrael is for sure. He definitely tried to kill Yisrael. We have a suffix if the guy he ended up killing was actually Yisrael. And that's the whole discussion of the Gemara. If it's Rov Yisrael, so if it's Rov Kutim, so then we can assume that the guy he actually killed, so that's like the piece of meat already. That's already dealing with identifying the item. There is a body. We don't know the identity of that body. So if it's Rov Kutim, you have the right to assume that that body's a Kuti. If it's Mechzal Mechza, something nefashas l'akel, we have to assume it's a Kuti. We can't kill this guy. But even if it's Rov Yisrael, we have the right to assume that that body is the body of a Kuti, because it's Kavua, Kol Kavua, Kemechzal Mechzadami. That's the whole Mahalik of the Gemara over here. That's the Machlokas Rashi Yad Rama, whether the Rov over here is determining the guy's Kavana, or it's determining the identity of the victim who in fact was killed by this guy. So now, says Gemara, Bishlam L'Rabbanan, Da'amri, Niskavil Argazev Argazev Chayiv. According to the Rabbanan, we say that if you in the Skav and Gazeh and you kill the other guy, that you're going to be chayiv. Pasuk says that if two guys are fighting and they're trying to kill each other and they accidentally strike a pregnant woman, and Reb Lozer says this fight was a fight to the death. He was actually trying to kill his chaver. Pasuk says if someone dies, you have to pay with a nefesh. So I understand, according to the Rabbanan, makes a lot of sense. If the guy tried to kill his friend and he accidentally struck the pregnant woman and killed her, he's going to be chayv misa. That's niskav and argazev argazev. What does Rabbi Shimon do with v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh? Pasuk clearly describes that he kills the woman, and now what's his punishment? Nefesh tachas nefesh. According to Rabbi Shimon, he should be pater because he didn't intend to kill the woman; he intended to kill the other guy. Says Gemara, no, you know what nefesh means in this case? Mamon. Nefesh means he's going to have to pay the value of that woman to her Yarshim. Rebbe, and that's aligned with the Shita of Rebbe. Ditanya, Rebbe Omer v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, mamon. Atomer mamon, o enuel nefesh mamish. Are you sure it means mamon? Maybe it means an actual nefesh. So nemer nesina lamata, v'nemer nesina lamaila. The word nesina appears in two different contexts over here. And in by lo yason, it says v'nasan b'flilim, it's also clearly talking about mamon. So malah lan mamon, afkan mamon. So we're also the word nefesh must mean mamon, because when it uses the term nesina, it relates back to the previous time it used the term nesina, where it clearly refers to mamon. So essentially we have machlokas tanaim. What happens when two guys are fighting, trying to kill each other, one of them accidentally strikes a woman and kills the woman? The Chum will say chayiv misa, it's niskav l'argazeh v'argazeh, and that's in the Torah, nefesh tachas nefesh. And Rabbi Shimon would say, nah, you're only chayiv mamon. Torah says nefesh tachas nefesh. It means mamon. It doesn't mean misa. Amar Rava, hide the Tana beChizkia, mafka midRabbi uMafka midRabbanan. Rava says you should know there's a third shita of what you're going to be chayiv if you accidentally kill the woman when you're fighting with your friend. Not like the Rabbi and not like the Rabbanan. The Tana beChizkia taught this third shita, maka adam uMaka behema, that we compare maka adam to maka behema. Ma maka behema lo chilakta ba bin shogig lemezid bin iskavin l'shenim iskavin bin derech haridi l'derech haria aliyah. Just like when it comes to killing an animal, which is regular nizikin. If a person damages someone else's property, do we care whether he swung the bat this way or that way, whether he had kavana, shogeg, mazik? No, none of that makes a difference. An adam amazik, adam wadiolam, an adam amazik always pays, no matter what. So you're always going to be chayiv. So it doesn't make a difference. None of these distinctions matter. What do we mean, none of these distinctions matter? Lepotra mamon, that he's going to be potter? No, lechayiv mamon. Clearly, to be mechayiv him. But so too, af maka adam, when it comes to maka adam, also, lo tachlok bo ben shogeg, le mezid, ben iskavin, le shein miskavin, ben derech harida, le derech hari, aliyah. It doesn't make a difference. Kavana, no kavana, up, down, shogeg, mezid. What? Lechayiv mamon. That we're going to be mechayiv mamon by a maka adam? No, it means el lepotra mamon. That you're always going to be patran mamon when you kill another human being. Meaning, there are many differences. Whether you kill another human being, derech aliyah, derech yirida, as far as galus is concerned, whether you had kavana or no kavana, as far as chiv misa is concerned, but as far as whether you're ever going to have to pay money for killing another human being, doesn't make a difference. You never ever pay money for killing another human being. Shogeg meizid derech aliyah, derech yirida, none of that matters. So in that way, maka adam is similar to maka behema in the opposite direction, but it's similar in that none of these distinctions matter. By maka behema, you're always paying money. By maka adam, you're never paying money. Oh, so what do you see from there? That this Tana beChizkia holds, if ultimately you strike and kill another human being, there is no chiyuv mamon. So my she'ein miskavin, what does it mean that you didn't have kavana? That even in the case of ein miskavin, you're never going to pay money? Ile m'she'ein miskavin klal, haynu shogeg. If it means that you didn't have kavana to kill at all, then of course you're not going to pay money. I mean, that case is already covered with the description of a shogeg. We said ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid. Why would you then have to say, oh, and whether he's miskavin or ain miskavin? Ain miskavin and shogeg are mean the same thing. El pshita shein miskavin lezeh elezeh. When we say ain miskavin, we must be describing this case where you're trying to kill one guy and you kill the woman or you kill another guy. V'katani l'chayv amamon el potro amamon. And you see clearly that he's pater from mamon. V'ibar katalahu, and if he's going to be chayiv misa, my itzrich lemiftere mi mamon. Why would I need the pasuk to tell me he's pater from mamon? If he's chayiv misa, of course he's pater from mamon. Elav shmamina, lav bar katalahu, v'lav bar mamonahu. What you see the Tana de Bechizkia holds is not like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi. The Chacham would say you'd be Chayiv Misa when you're Niskavin L'Argazeh V'Argazeh. Rabbi would say you're Chayiv Mamon. This Tana de Bechizkia says you're Chayiv neither. Pasuk says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Chum say that means you tried to kill a guy, you killed the innocent bystander, the woman who's just standing there. The Chum would say Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Chayiv Misa. Rebbe would say, and Rabbi Shimon would agree, that no, you're Pater Misa. Aye, what does Nefesh mean? It means you're Chayiv Mamon. Tana de Bechizkia says Chayiv nothing, because we don't distinguish kavana, no kavana, shogeg mezid. We don't distinguish. You never pay mamon for killing another human being, and obviously you wouldn't need to tell me that you don't pay mamon in that case. If you were chayv misa, we would just say kam lebedravine. So obviously you're not chayv misa either. Tanu Bechizkiya says you're chayv nothing. So that is the third shita. Those are the three shitos as to what the halacha is when it's kavin l'argazeh. Now it's interesting, we had mentioned before that if it was a 50-50, so I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me. If I throw a person, shoots into a crowd, that's 50-50, Yisraelim and Kutim, so of course he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. Suffing Nefash Zalakel, I don't even need a pasuk. So Rashi says, why do we assume Suffing Nefash Zalakel? Because V'yitzilu Eda. And that's what the Rashbam says in Bab Basra as well. When we say Suffing Nefash Zalakel, we learn it from V'yitzilu Eda. Tosos in Bab Basra asks an intriguing question. He says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me Safek Nefashos Lahakel? Even by Dine Mamonis, we're not Motzi Mamon Misafek. So of course, by Dine Nefashos, you're not going to be Motzi a person's life Misafek. You don't even take a dollar away from a guy Misafek. We say that that he's Motzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, that if it's a Safek, you can't take it away from him. So Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shurman, Bab Basra, it is in Davnunam Beis himself, Bab Basra, Rav Elchanan, Shreish Chav Gimel, writes that according to what Tosa says in Baba Kama, Tosa writes in Baba Kama that even a Rove Gomor that works for Dinin Nefashos would not work for Dinin Mamnes. That in Holchin b'mamonach Rove, but by Nefashos we sometimes do follow the Rove. So he says, not so Pasha that you can make such an equation that, such a Kal v'chomer, if this wouldn't even be good enough for Mamon, how could I think that it would be good enough for Nefashos? Sometimes the standards for Nefashos are less intense than the standards are for Mamonis, as whether it's logical that way or not. We do see that there is such a notion. Okay, let's see the Mishnah now. New Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Rotzeach Shenasariv Ba'achirim. Very vague. You have a Rotzeach that's mixed in with others. We don't identify what kind of Rotzeach this is, who the others are, who these Acherim are, that the Rotzeach is mixed in, but that's the way the Mishnah describes the case. So Kulan Peturin, Halach is that they're all Pater. They all get off the hook when you have a Rotzeach Shenasariv Ba'achirim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kontznos on the Kippa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what you do in such a case is you put them all in a jail. Now, jail is not like, it's not a country club prison. It is a tiny little room where none of them have space to even lie down. They can only be standing, and you feed them such tiny amounts of food that their stomach slowly shrinks, and ultimately they die. That is the kippa that we speak about. So you have a rotzeach, gets mixed in with other people, you put them all in such a place. So this is why the Gemara is going to say, what about all those innocent people? You have a rotzeach that's mixed in with like five other people who are not rotzkin, who did nothing wrong. So all of them are going to die and they're going to rot away in a tiny jail cell? That can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. So that's why the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what in the world this case is, where we're putting all these people into the kippah. Kol chayav emisos shenisarvu zeh bezeh. If different chayav emisos get mixed in with each other, nidonin bekala. So you kill all of them, because we know they're all chayav misa, but you kill them all with the least severe punishment. So which is the least severe misa? So now that leads us into the obvious discussion. Which is less severe? Haniskalin binisraf. And if you have people who are chayav skila, that get mixed in with people who are chayv shreifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer nidonin b'skila. Shasreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon says, give them all skila, because shreifa is more chamur than skila. V'chamur nidonin b'shreifa, shaskila chamura. And the chamur say, no, give them all shreifa, because skila is more chamur than shreifa. Omer len Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll prove to you shreifa is more chamur. Ilu lo haisa shreifa chamura, lo nitna lebas kohen shazinza. That if shreifa were not more chamur, then why do we give it to the worst criminal in the whole world, the bas kohen shazinza? Meaning, normally we try to prove the level of chumra of an iser based on the misa that iser gets. Now he's going in the reverse. I'll prove which misa is more chumra based on the awful criminal that gets that misa. So bas kohen shezinsa, that's the worst thing in the whole world, and you see that she gets shreifa. So Amr lo, the chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, is that really the worst criminal in the world? I'll give you worse criminals, and guess what? The worst criminals get skila. Ilu lo haisa skila chamura. If skila was not more chamur, lo nitna le magadef ulovid avod zchavim. It wouldn't be given to a magadef and an ovid avod zara. Those are the worst criminals in the whole world. Hanaragin ben nechnakin. If you have people who are chayv hered, mixed in with people who are chayiv chenek. So then, Rabbi Shimon Amar b'sayiv v'chamar b'chenek. Rabbi Shimon says they get sayiv because that's the less severe. The Chum say no, they get chenek because that's the less severe of the two punishments. So those are the two opinions when it comes to both skidus shreifa and when it comes to herig and chenek. It's interesting. The Mishnah doesn't explain the reasons for Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon when it comes to herig and chenek. It brings the rayas when it comes to skila and shreifa. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim Rav Zilberstein has in Chashukei Chemer over here whether a goral is ever a good way to determine what misa someone is chayiv or to determine issues when it comes to dina and fashal. So he quotes a sefer from Mishkanos Haroim that it brings a raya that you can't be somech on a goral from our Mishnah. When a rotzeach is nesariv ba'achirim, we said kulam peturim. And nesarvun na'arugim b'nechnakin, we always give the last one. Why not just be mapil a goral 3 times, and if it lands on the same guy 3 times, you know that's the guy who's chayiv skila. Because in Sefer Chasidim, he discusses people are on a boat, and there's a storm, and the boat is rocking, and it looks like it's gonna capsize, and all the other boats are just, you know, going on by just fine. So he says, Sefer Chasidim says, do a goral 3 times, like Yonah ben Amitai, figure out who the guilty party is, and chuck him. So it's a question whether you can apply such a thing by Dina Nefashos. So he says, we see from here, the Mishnah never suggests to do a goral, that apparently a goral doesn't work for Dina Nefashos. The Shailer of Zubasim is dealing with, if you have two cholim, and there's only one machine to put him on in the hospital to save his life, so one life support machine, so can you just do a goral to determine which cholim would get, so it would be dependent on that issue of whether we follow a goral for Nefashos. Okay, Ben Shem, we'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.